DeepEnglish.com. Yes or no? Active speaking, part C. Steph Lewandowski says that he was a yes man. What does Steph say about himself? Steph says that he was a yes man. Naturally inclined to say yes, he often found himself stressed and without time for himself. Did he have enough time for himself? No, he didn't have enough time for himself. How did he feel? He felt stressed. One day, he read an article written by a friend who vowed to make more space in his life by saying no more often. Did he read an article by a friend? Yes, he read an article by a friend. What did his friend vow to do? His friend vowed to make more space in his life by saying no more often. He ended the article with the wise words, "The power of your yes is defined by how often you say no." What did he say? He said, "The power of your yes is defined by how often you say no." Do you think these words are wise? Struck by the truth of his friend's words, Steph became committed to saying no more himself. Was he struck by the truth of his friend's words? Yes, he was struck by the truth of his friend's words. What did Steph become committed to saying more? Steph became committed to saying no more. He turned investors down and declined invites to parties. Who did he turn down? He turned investors down. What did he decline? He declined invites to parties. He said no more often than he said yes. Did he say yes more often than he said no? No, he didn't say yes more often than he said no. He said no more often than he said yes. All the while, he was nervous that he would lose friends or that his business would suffer, but the opposite began to happen. Was he nervous that he would lose friends? Yes, he was nervous he would lose friends. What else was he nervous about? He was also nervous that his business would suffer. Did his business suffer? No, his business didn't suffer. The opposite began to happen. His most important projects thrived. What thrived? His most important projects thrived. His group of friends became smaller but closer. Did his business become smaller? No, his business didn't become smaller. His group of friends became smaller. He noticed that people were less interested in whether he said yes or no, and more interested in whether or not he was being authentic in his response. Were people more interested in whether or not he was being authentic? Yes, people were more interested in whether or not he was being authentic. Saying yes all the time may lead to unnecessary stress, while saying no too often can lead to isolation and loneliness. But what about just being honest? What may lead to unnecessary stress? Saying yes all the time may lead to unnecessary stress. What can lead to isolation and loneliness? Saying no too often can lead to isolation and loneliness. But what about just being honest? Saying how you really feel when you feel it? Well, that's exactly what AJ Jacobs decided to do. For a full week, he attempted to tell the truth about absolutely everything. Did Jacobs attempt to tell the truth? Yes, Jacobs attempted to tell the truth. Did he attempt to tell the truth about everything? Yes, he attempted to tell the truth about everything. How long did he attempt to tell the truth about everything? He attempted to tell the truth about everything for a full week. This included saying yes when he meant yes and saying no when he meant no. Did this include saying yes when he meant yes and saying no when he meant no? yes. This included saying yes when he meant yes and saying no when he meant no. His experiment was inspired by a fringe movement called Radical Honesty, started by a psychotherapist, Brad Blanton. Is Radical Honesty a fringe movement? Yes, Radical Honesty is a fringe movement. Who started Radical Honesty? Radical Honesty was started by psychotherapist Brad Blanton. According to Brad, everyone would be happier if we all told the truth all the time. What does Brad think would happen if we all told the truth all the time? Brad thinks everyone would be happier if we all told the truth all the time. Basically, he suggests saying whatever pops into your mind without filtering it at all. Does he suggest saying whatever pops into your mind? Yes, he suggests saying whatever pops into your mind. Do you often say whatever pops into your mind? If you think it, say it. Brad even recommends telling your boss when you resent him and telling your wife or husband when you have thoughts about other women or other men. Did Brad say, if you think it, say it? Yes, Brad said, if you think it, say it. Do you think this is good advice? He says it's the only path to authentic relationships. What is the only path to authentic relationships? Honesty is the only path to authentic relationships.